Okay, we're about to give a great member of our community a free roof from Brown Roofing. You know, the last time Eddie Griffin, president of Brown Roofing, was in studio, he was announcing the Raise a Roof for a Hero event,
yeah,
where we asked people to write in about heroes in their community who deserve a brand new roof.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Got a lot of good... Not a good entrance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the hard part, you know, when you have to choose just one.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think we got to definitely have a special one.
Okay.
Amber Munley of Naugatuck.
Amber.
Hi.
Hi. You won.
I won.
You won, Amber.
You won.
Definitely, Amber, I just wanted to let you know. You know, when I read your story, I'm a father of four. You know, I have raised four kids, and, you know, I have my wife. You know, and when I read your story, and I heard that you lost your significant other, and that you have children. But most importantly, right, with you having to be a special education teacher, and, you know, a lot of us get to kind of turn that switch off where when we go home, you know, we can kind of separate, you know, we get to, you know, leave work behind and kind of take care of our kids and our families. And I see that switch never turns off for you. When I heard that your significant other had passed away, you know, you tore at my heart there. But when I heard that your mother had passed away too, you know, that really touched me, because I feel like a lot of us, you know, when we're raising kids, we look towards our parents, we look towards our significant other for that break, you know, so we can recharge and just be the person that we need to be to show up to work the next day or to show up for our kids. So when I heard that, Amber, I said the least we could do is put a roof on Amber's home. So, Amber, you don't have to worry about your roof for another 50 years. And Brown Roofing has got you covered. And, you know, that was how I felt, and that was how I read your story, you know, and it touched me. So congratulations to you, Amber, and truly, you deserve this.
Thank you so much. And you guys are amazing. Just to do this for somebody, even if I didn't win, I was just amazed and blown away that the fact that you guys do this for people, and just to know that there's still good people out there that are looking to help out, you know. And you know, if my mom was alive, she was really big fans of you guys, you know, always had you guys on in the radio in the mornings, and I'm just so blessed that you guys are doing this, and thank you so much. I needed some good news this week for sure, so I really appreciate it.
Alyssa Collins nominated you. She wrote a beautiful letter.
Beautiful, really did. Amazing
she's been,
job.
Yeah, she's been like a second mom to my children on days that it's hard to get up and be the mom I'm supposed to be. So I'm truly blessed of the village that I have behind me, because, you know, I felt real alone, you know, but I'm just so amazed by all the support and love that I have now.
You lost your mom and your significant other in the same year?
So last January, I lost my mom to a heart attack. And I thought that was going to be the hardest thing that I was going to have to overcome. And then I lost Kenny this January, less than a year apart. So, yeah, I just feel like sometimes I'm just getting kicked while I'm still down, you know. You know, my roof is really in bad shape. And I on Monday it rained, and I had pots and pans in my kitchen. Yeah. Yeah.
We got you covered, Amber. You're not going to talk that thing immediately. No more.
Yeah, put those pans away.
Yep, 100%. We'll have a crew come over and cover things up until we can get out there and take care of it. But we are going to put you ASAP on our list. So don't worry.
Thank you.
We got to stop over and pick out some colors so we get you that roof that you really want and deserve.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. It's amazing that you guys do this. And again, it's just a relief to know that there's some good people out there. You know?
Thank you for doing what you're doing, right? You show up to work every day and you're teaching young kids to be amazing people.
Special kids.
Just like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you and you deserve this.
Thank you guys so much.
This is all Eddie, by the way, and everyone at Brown Roofing.
Yep.
We're just glad that he allowed us to be part of it. Amber, if you need anything, don't be a stranger, okay? Because we have a lot of phone numbers in our cell phone here.
This is true.
A lot of contacts. If you need something, let us know, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be in touch, Amber.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
What a sweet person.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
Tell me that isn't the best feeling.
Yeah, right?
Like, it is just, it is the most amazing feeling. It's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks for letting us be a part of that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I needed that moment.
Yeah.
You know?
We're off to a good week now.
Right? Yeah, good start.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. I truly, truly appreciate you guys for being there for us and, you know, getting us the audience that we got. So I really, really appreciate you guys.
Well, I love your story. I mean, you told it the last time you were here, and you know, it keys into why you want to help other people.
Absolutely,
you know, and it's
consistent.
I love working with companies who just want to give back to the community.
As you should.
Yeah.
We all should. If we all did,
yeah,
you know,
imagine
be a much better place.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
you help enough people in this world get what they want. In the end, you will get what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Eddie Griffin, president of Brown Roofing. We were talking about a bad day at work. This is a good day at work.
Yes. Yeah. Opposite of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had a bad day at work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever fallen off a roof?
When I was a kid, I had a slip, but thank God I had some Bulco doors underneath me, and they absorbed the fall.
That was a loud fall.
Right.
Yes.
Ping!
But I was able to get up and get back.
You get right back to work.
Why am I in the basement all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, man.
An amazing day. Hey, we all get to feel good about something that we did for somebody else in our community.
Nice.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you ever want to do this again, we're in.
Right. Oh, we're all about it. We are all about it, brother.
Excellent.
Thank you. Eddie, Kevin, the whole crew at Brown, thank you for being a part of such a, doing it and letting us be part of such a special event.
Yep.
Thank you.